under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you jump on board with us as we face the issues. We'll be talking about what I perceive to be a very important issue today, one that is rarely discussed, one that most Christians, conservatives, and patriots are not even aware of, one that I believe the majority of citizens in America have not heard of. Why have they not heard of it? Simply because of the Communist Network News not wanting to say anything about it because it's a part and parcel of the socialist Marxist BLM Communist Party coming out of the Biden administration. The question is today, or the issue today, when money becomes worthless. When money becomes worthless. You ever thought about that? Perhaps you have $10, 10 $1 bills, 2 $5 bills. Maybe even if you have some of the old bills, you've got 5 $2 bills. But you've got some greenbacks. You consider that yours. You've earned it. It's yours. It's your money. You've saved it. You deserve it because it's yours. But what if you no longer have your hands on your money? What if you can no longer place your hands on legal tender, as it is called, currency as we know it today? What if you no longer have control over it? Ladies and gentlemen, our constitutional republic, capitalistic system, is the backbone of America. You can look around the world, and the world envies what we have in America. Almost 250 years now, America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. America, a strong economic base, or literally, at least it has been, around the world. The ones that are in the socialist, Marxist, communist system realize that there's no real freedom in the socialistic system. But, ladies and gentlemen, did you realize that some 60% of the middle, I believe the number is actually 68%, I'm not looking at the statistics before me now, but I believe it's some 60% plus of the millennials today, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, say they prefer socialism over the capitalistic system that we have in America, not realizing that the capitalistic system, the constitutional republic, representative form of government with a capitalistic base, not realizing that's what gives them, i.e., I'm speaking of the millennials, the freedom to have what they have today, but yet they're wanting to jettison that and embrace socialism, Marxism, communism, and it's coming out of the systems of higher education with the socialist, Marxist, communist professors that are brainwashing the kids to believe that they need to hate America because of the capitalistic system. But what happens when what you have, what we have accumulated as citizens becomes worthless? And ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, that is the next thing on the agenda of the socialist, Marxist, communist takeover in America. Today being led by Joseph Biden, the leader of the free world, as we have known the presidential office to be. We're going to talk about that today, the different nuances of it, and ask you if you see the future as to where we go and what we do. Now, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want it to be a doom and gloomist broadcast because we already have the answer. God has already given us the answer to what will happen, when it will happen, how it will happen, and what we need to do as Christians, conservatives, patriots in America. It's not a how would you say, a story without an end. It has an end, and we are to know the end before we begin with the story. But I am thankful to say that God is in control. He's still on the throne. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so each and every day based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book. We know what is going to happen because God's already warned us what's going to take place. It's found in the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. Do you remember, perhaps some of you are old enough to remember, back in the days of what we called then Vacation Bible School, we'd sing that song, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me, the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. And ladies and gentlemen, we've gotten a long way from the B-I-B-L-E. That's one of the major problems. And we'll touch on that as part of the resolution, the problem in the resolution of what we're speaking of today, when money becomes worthless. I go back to what Jesus said to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32. The Lord Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is found only in between the covers of the Bible. God's already given us the full information. We just need to know that it's in the book. Jesus then says in John 14:6, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, there's a declaratory statement that says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, staying in the truth of the word of God, that is an indication that we're a disciple, i.e. slash a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as such, we know what the scripture says, and the knowledge of the word of God makes us free indeed. Whom Christ has set free, he is free indeed, the scripture says. And we are free in the Lord Jesus Christ only through his word. In fact, in Psalms 117 and verse 2, the scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. May I say to you that truth is not sought after. It's not desired. In fact, it is demeaned, dissed, and discarded today as never before in the history of the world. It was the secularist George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, published 1947 through 49, dystopian novel, 1984, Orwell made this statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be truth today. And yet we find 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35 year old age group, simply say each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an impossibility. And the major, major problem that we see when an age group like that makes the determination and makes that statement, keep in mind, according to the Gallup poll and the Barna research, only 4% of the millennials, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, only 4% have a biblical worldview. And out of that 4%, 57% believe that the sodomite marriages are okay, believe that smoking pot is okay, believe that lying is okay if needful, believe that anything that's to do with morals and ethics and values is left to the individual. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, we see why we're in the quagmire that we're in today. It's because literally we've turned our backs on God. In fact, the statement that there's no absolute truth is a hideous position to find ourselves in as a people, as a nation, and yet we're finding more and more, according to some of the research that I've read, more and more of those that discount God, discount the Bible, discount anything that's called spirituality. It goes back to the lack of truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And may I say today, the great need is to defend the truth, standing for truth. I find whether it is what is called political talk, doctrinal theological beliefs and discussions, denominational beliefs and discussions, biblical doctrine, whatever subject you're on, truth is not sought It's everything seems to be based on my opinion, my feeling, my experience. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the worst place to place faith and trust, is my experience, my feeling. It needs to be based on facts. That's what the Bible is, facts. So I commend that to you. Defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a wonderful benchmark, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the full staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. When money becomes worthless, what do you do? I'm watching, looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, says, man refuses to accept store's cashless agenda, is told police are on the way. Now, I touched on this briefly recently, but we're focusing on things like this today. Says a man in the United Kingdom entered into an Aldi store and immediately became a warrior for freedom by standing against cashless society as the police were called because he tried to buy some strawberries with hard currency despite the store's ban on cash transactions. Now, my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, don't say, well, you know, that was in the United Kingdom. It's not in America. Ladies and gentlemen, this is coming to America. It's all over America today. Major introduction of technology allowing iris scans, facial scans, hand palm scanning, etc., 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 for checkout devices so that artificial intelligence can be used rather than having human beings as cashiers and storekeepers, etc., etc., etc. It's coming, and it's on the rapid pace of coming when cash will no longer be available. And we're going to talk about that in the broadcast today. We invite your call, 904-831-0917, 831-0917. This article says, I'm offering exactly the right amount of money here, said the buyer before exiting the store. I've paid my legal tender. And it goes on to talk about, starting last year, Aldi chain began operating a series of cashless outlets. One of the reasons for the offer is the touchless experience in light of COVID-19 pandemic, which was still going on at the time they started. Retailers in a race to offer the most frictionless in-store experience and retail no touch has become the new normal globally. In a cashless society, a key means for Antichrist forces of the world to control all the people. And it goes on to talk about how Aldi, Amazon, and other major corporate entities are introducing a cashless society. But ladies and gentlemen, let me just do a little parenthetical footnote on that. Did you realize, and multitudes listening today may not know it, almost 2 years ago, our current president, Joe Biden, by executive order, determined that we needed to have a cashless society in America. He put on the fast track those to do the research, the study, the introduction, the preparation, and the carrying out of a cashless society by way of digital currency, having a digital wallet, that all you have is in your digital wallet. No longer do you carry greenbacks. No longer do you carry coins in your pocket. And ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The millennial age group on a global basis in the nations where this prevails today and in the citizen states where it's been introduced in America, they are ravingly accepting it with open arms, embracing it as a major, major, major breakthrough to save them time, save them trouble, not having to carry ID, not having to carry money, not having to keep up with a bank account. Most couldn't balance the bank account if they had to anyway. Not having to have a bank account, with a total cashless society. Ladies and gentlemen, it was Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum that just a few months ago made the statement. He says, soon, nobody will own anything and be happy, end quote. The question is, what will you do? What will the general public do? How will Christians fare in a marketplace where you have no currency to depend on, where you cannot go in a store and buy, you cannot sell, you cannot trade, you cannot travel, you cannot own a home, you cannot pay rent, you cannot buy groceries, you cannot have anything unless it goes through the global, digital, artificial intelligence, cashless wallet that's controlled by the federal government. Now ponder that for a while. Let that sink in. Today, you can get in your automobile and drive where you want to go. If you've got the money to pay $5 a gallon for gasoline, which is what it costs if you get anything other than 87 octane, the 91 octane, the 93 octane in Jacksonville, Florida, at this moment is almost just pennies away from $5 a gallon. So let's just assume that that is available, and you decide you can get in your car, you can drive where you want to drive, you can buy what you want to buy. That sounds wonderful, and that's the freedom that we have. That's one of the things that makes America great today, is the ownership with funds to do as you want to do. Now, I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, that's on the very verge of being history past and not present operation. May I say to you today, what will you do? What will take place when you realize that greenbacks, known as money today, will not be accepted in a store, won't be accepted in a place of business, won't be accepted as real money, be looked at as phony, funny money, and police called if you try to utilize it. Listen very carefully. We're on the very verge of the digital currency, the digital wallet, as it is called, the Fed coin, as it is called, when it goes into effect. It's on the very horizon. When it goes into effect, ladies and gentlemen, you might have $2 to $10, maybe in a shoebox, maybe in a bank account. Doesn't make any difference. The federal government's going to give you 30, 60, 90, 180 days. I don't know how many. There's not been anything printed on that subject in relationship to that part of that subject yet. But ladies and gentlemen, when that takes place, that you'll be given a certain period of time. Go back to the days with the Confederate currency. When the modern currency was introduced, Confederate currency was outlawed. When it was outlawed, you had a certain amount of time to turn it in. If you didn't turn it in, it became worthless. Many took those Confederate bills and put them in glass and hung them on a wall as display of history past. Today, a Confederate bill may be worth something for numismatic collectors, but it's not, doesn't have any value. You can't buy anything with it. So what do you do when your money becomes worthless? How do you fare? Where do you go to be able to have freedom? And the freedom is what we have in having the possibility of money and ownership. Without the money, it's an impossibility to own a home, to buy a home, to pay rent. It's an impossibility to have the freedom in a capitalistic society as we've known it for almost 250 years now. So, ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, we're in a position today. America stands at the threshold of no turning back. America stands at the threshold of having an economic upheaval that will not be change, be not have any possibility of being changed. Looking at the headline, massive economic implications. Tech Titan launches new currency with global ID. It talks about the cryptocurrency initiative featuring the global ID and hopes the universal basis become that UBI officially launched Monday. This, ladies and gentlemen, article is 1 week old, according to the project's website. WorldCoin, a cryptocurrency project, is placing orbs around the globe that scan an individual's iris to determine whether they are human, an issue that World ID, which is a global digital passport, according to its website, in order to acquire a World ID, customers must book an appointment to conduct an in-person eye scan using WorldCoin, which is a silver ball designed to verify humanness and uniqueness in a secure and private, pervasive, persevering way. During its beta period, WorldCoin reached 2 million users, and it's currently expanding its global orb deployment to 35 cities and 20 countries, according to Reuters News. Additionally, people who register in some countries will get WorldCoin's cryptocurrency token, WLD. The question asked in this article by this writer says, is this system part of the mark of the beast spoken of in the Bible? And ladies and gentlemen, the answer is absolutely unequivocally yes. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, not just this organization, but organizations around the globe that's introducing some type of global ID. And the best one they've come up with yet is a global identification with the currency known as digital currency, a digital wallet. You've heard the term digital wallet. Here's an article. New system could tell government everything about your money. Digital currency is a much talked about topic these days. What with the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve just weeks ago stating that they were considering putting into full place removing physical currency, but using the idea only as a means to expand. Hear me. They're saying they're going to introduce the digital currency as a method to expand safe payment options. But there's the dark side, this writer says. Several nations, Kuwait, Brazil, and more, have limits because of what they perceive as threats from the system. And a column prepared, reprinted outline at the website of Ron Paul, who represented Kentucky in the U.S. House for many years, cited China's use of such procedures during COVID. And it goes on to ask the question, is this the U.S. government looking to have complete control over your life through your money? And the answer to that is yes. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. What is it that you can do in America if you have no funds, no currency? Where can you go? Where can you hide? What can you do? You'd be totally dependent upon the federal government, totally dependent upon what they allow you to do, where they allow you to go. And listen, what I'm telling you today, ladies and gentlemen, is not hypothetical. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's not something that may take place. It's something that is in the process at this very moment to take place. It will displace every dollar, every dime, every nickel, every penny that's in your pocket, in your wallet, in your bank account. It will take total control of the federal banking system, and there will be a need for about four major federal banks in America then. We're watching the smaller banks collapsing, the regional banks buying them up, and ultimately have the national banks be four, five, or six of them that'll control all of the digital currency. That's where we're headed. The federal government has already put the plan in place. They're now carrying out the plan incrementally, and it is taking place as I speak. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Umbud, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I pray that you are.
Doing good. You know, I have always wondered about that verse in Revelation there, the mark of the beast being in the hand or on the forehead. And I just had an epiphany when you were talking about this iris thing there. In order to take an image of your iris, your head has to be motionless there. So mm-hmm. They probably have some type of cradle or some type – like when you go to the driver's license and you put your head in that machine and that bar pushes forward. That right there would be the exact thing that would look like, you know, to somebody from just people 100 or 200 years ago. If somebody saw that, they'd be like, what are they doing with their forehead? But that matches that perfectly.
Jim, your phone is majorly distorted. Don't know if it's close enough to your speaker or not.
How about now?
That's better, yes. By the way, Jim, you touched on that. Let me just, for the clarification of what you said, Amazon, about 3 years ago, and they have highly expanded it today, Amazon has opened Amazon stores, and you know they own Whole Food stores. They've opened stores with all kind of electronics, all kind of goods, all kind of devices, including foods. There's not a human being in the store. When you walk in the store, and I've got a massive article on that, I'll touch on later with parts of it in the broadcast, a massive study on that subject. When you walk in, it says there are cameras in the ceiling, on the floors, in the walls, embedded in the shelves, etc., that you do not have to even scan your card. The cameras pick up your facial recognition and the iris of the eye. And with that facial recognition, it goes to a mega bank of computers that determines who you are and whether or not you're a legitimate customer. And then every item on every shelf is a weight, is a scale, and every item has a weight. And if you reach in and everything is in little locked cabinets, and with your hand, your palm opens the cabinet, your palm reader opens the cabinet, you pick up the item that you want, and it can tell if you picked up one item or two items or more, and therefore it automatically goes to your digital wallet, your digital charge, your digital currency, your digital money, and subtracts that from your account. You do not have to check out with anybody. You just go through, pick out what you want, put it in the bags, that your shopping bags or your shopping cart, put it in the bag, walk out the door. You don't have to ask, may I, can I, should I? You don't have to. You determine the price. You determine what you want to buy, and you pick it up and walk out with it. That is what is taking place today that puts AI, artificial intelligence, in control, takes away the autonomy of the human being, puts it in the hand of the agencies that's now in the hand of the government, and it puts it in a very frightening position that artificial intelligence linked with the digital currency will put a human being in the position of being totally dependent upon government. How do you respond to that?
Oh, yeah, I see it coming. I don't know if you recall this or not, but they had a TV commercial that woke me up probably about 7 or 8 years ago. Showed this guy in his overcoat and real shady looking character walking into a store, and he's going down the aisle and stuffing things into his overcoat, and he goes to the end and he walks out of the store, and the security guard at the other side of the entrance of the store hands him his receipt, says thank you very much for shopping with us today, and then it goes on to that whole touchless, cashless shop here because we'll do it at your convenience thing. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking when I saw that, the first thing that came to my mind, of course, is Revelation. I'm like, oh, this is how it's going to happen. But
absolutely,
people need to wake up and look at it.
Absolutely, Jim, you're exactly right. And my prayer is that people hearing this broadcast today that perhaps never thought of that, never considered that, will wake up and realize that we're on the fast track in the last of the last days that the Bible speaks of. And therefore, we need to be alert, need to be alive. We need to pray, plan, and prepare for what God has in store for the future of this world. Jim, thank you so much for your call today.
Thank you.
God bless you and keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today when money becomes worthless. We're talking about the currency in your pocket today. When that becomes, what if you've got $2, $10, $50, $100, $1,000, doesn't make any difference. What do you do if tomorrow you wake up and it's worthless? And we're on the fast track for that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to stay tuned, listen to what we're saying. Hang in there. We're going to take the top of the hour 1 minute news. Be right back.
And Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump says his latest indictment stemming from his questioning of the 2020 election is another attempt by a corrupt Biden Department of Justice to meddle in next year's election. Mr. Trump remains a front runner among the GOP presidential candidates. Couple of days, the July jobs report, ADP, is checking in with a report of its own. The payroll processor says the U.S. economy generated 324,000 private sector jobs last month. Ukraine says Russian troops have hit port infrastructure in southern Ukraine with drones. Strikes coming near the border with NATO member Romania. And China's capital, Beijing, recording its heaviest rainfall in at least 140 years over the past few days. Wall Street, the Dow is down 213. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you serving the Lord in any capacity in ministry? Conservative Theological University would like you to call today. CTU now offers partial grant scholarships for new students. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for admissions info for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're discussing what I believe to be a very relevant issue today. An issue I believe that we need to come to grips with in advance of it taking place, to understand where we're going, what we're doing, and how we're going to respond to what is before us in the society in which we're now living in. Ladies and gentlemen, looking at a headline that says, "A new instant payment system coming to a bank near you." When it comes to getting paid and paid back, most people and businesses want their money quickly as possible. While payment processing at financial institutions has become faster and faster over the years, some large payments already are part of the real-time payment network. Many people still have to wait at least one business day to have access to 100% of their deposit that they receive for payments that they make to clear, that they want to clear. On Thursday, the Federal Reserve launched the first phase of an instant payment infrastructure called FedNow Service that promises to make the option of safe, real-time payment much more widely available, whether someone banks at a large bank or a small banking institution. Then it goes into FedNow and how it works, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a digital wallet. It is the incremental bringing in the total removal of currency as we know it today. And ladies and gentlemen, here's one of the things now that links into that I believe should cause us to be concerned. because of the immigration system, because of the influx of thousands upon thousands, I believe they said about 90,000 immigrants, illegals, have flocked to New York City. And as a result of that, 54 of the Democrats have asked Joe Biden to, by executive order, declare a national emergency. Now, perhaps you say, well, what does that mean? Looking at the headline, Democrats asked Biden to declare emergency as illegal immigrants flood New York City. 54 elected officials in New York City have sent a letter to President Joe Biden to address the influx of illegal immigrants in the city, asking him to declare a federal state of emergency so that the illegals will be able to work legally in the country. We are elected officials from New York City requesting your help, President. Our city is experiencing an unprecedented migrant influx with a surge of asylum seekers arriving here in numbers never seen before in our history. Our city is at the breaking point. We take pride in New York being a beacon of hope for immigrations and immigrants, but the influx of migrants is so great that the city is running out of resources. New York City is being forced to reduce service for all people. Many are asylum seekers from Venezuela, escaping the socialist countries with the economic collapse. Now, I underlined that in this article. They're leaving countries that are socialist, Marxist nations because of the collapse of money, and they have no more money, so they're coming to America. And so now we have 54 political leaders in New York that are asking Joe Biden to declare a national emergency. Now, perhaps you ask the question, what is the nexus of that statement with the currency and the collapse of the greenback where we no longer have money in our pocket? If Joe Biden does that, and he will, ladies and gentlemen, under an announcement of national emergency, the administration can control where we go, what we do, how much gasoline is used, what we cannot do, where we cannot go, and can control the funds at the flick of a switch. Now, you think that's way out. That's what a national emergency, very much like declaring martial law, that's what a national emergency can do. And it depends on how broad the national emergency is worded for Joe Biden to authorize it and to sign it. We're watching the very, very dangerous transition from a stolen election to a dictatorship in America. Now, perhaps you say that's pretty radical. No, it's not radical. It's real. It's where we are today. We're watching the collapse of the Constitutional Republic that we've known now for almost 250 years. We're watching the collapse of the funding financial monetary system. We're watching the collapse of our society and the loss of sovereignty because of the Biden administration being part of the socialist, Marxist, communist, globalist system that's destroying, crushing America. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. U.S. banks are abruptly freezing accounts, halting all withdrawals without warning or any explanation. U.S. banks are increasingly closing customers' accounts and freezing withdrawals without warning them, according to a new report. A growing number of people say that they're abruptly losing access to both their checking and savings accounts. The report cites a sudden account closure of an individual received an anonymous alert while logging into his bank account with the Bank of America. He then drove to the branch in West L.A., where he was told that his account had been shut down and access to his life savings was denied. He says, quote, Bank of America told me it was shut down. They refused to give me any explanation. They told me I would get my money after it was resolved. All of a sudden, I find that I'm broke. I can't feed my family. I can't pay my bill. I cannot travel. I cannot buy fuel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, that on a national basis, with major numbers of people in that condition and position? We're talking about when money becomes useless, worthless. I believe we have Glenn on the line. Glenn, go with the question or comment, please.
Hey, good afternoon, since we're past the noon hour.
It is.
I'm listening. I'm sitting here thinking we have an entire generation that doesn't even understand the concept of money or currency. Real money is something that has a value. Your coins made out of metal have a value, copper, nickel. They used to be silver way back. They used to be gold, remember? It turned into paper. Paper became a guarantee payable to the bearer on demand, good for debts, public and private. And back when it was still backed by something, it said payable to the bearer upon demand in silver. It was a silver certificate. Those things are actually collectible now. But we don't have money. We have currency. Currency is a piece of paper, a worthless coupon that everyone agree has value. Okay? Now, they have printed this thing into oblivion. If we still had a class in school called World History or American Government and History, knowing how your legislative process works, you would have an understanding. But we don't. We have a generation with no understanding of history, much less American history or the way the government system works. And they did this deliberately. They have separated society from an understanding of true mathematics and finance, money, and the difference between money and currency and how the American system of government works and what your rights are. I say all that to say this. Nazi Germany found out the hard way. They printed the Dutch mark into oblivion, into oblivion, so much so that the children were taking rubber-banded blocks of the Dutch marks and using them as building blocks. That sounds crazy. I'm looking at pictures. In 1914, the exchange rate of the German mark to the American dollar was about 4.2 to 1. 9 years later, it was 4.2 trillion to one. The out-of-control inflation began somewhat mildly during World War I as the German government printed unbacked currency and borrowed money to finance military expenditures. The strategy was to eventually pay off the debts by seizing resource-rich territories and imposing reparations on the vanquished allies. But then Germany lost the war and ended up with massive debts and reparations to the allies to be paid under the Treaty of Versailles. Inflation crept up slowly at first before accelerating rapidly in late 1922. The exchange rate ballooned from 2,000 marks per dollar to 20,000 to a million and beyond in just a few months, riding on a growing wave of economic panic and mistrust. It says, as the government commissioned 130 printing companies to churn out piles of increasingly worthless currency, Germans struggled to survive in increasingly absurd conditions. Waiters had to climb on top of tables to announce new menu prices every half hour. Workers brought wheelbarrows, sacks, and suitcases to work to collect their wages. According to one story, a distracted worker found that his suitcase was stolen, his wages dumped out and left behind. Many chose to avoid currency altogether, placing their faith in tangible assets to barter goods. And this is where I'm going with that. The people who were smart enough to realize that paper was worthless early on, they were able to barter. It's a term we don't even use anymore. If you look at the Amish community, these people, how did they stand up against the last pandemic? It's almost as if it didn't happen in their community. There was no panic. They just continued with their way of life. Now, I'm not saying go, you know, trade in your car and get you a horse or a mule and a buggy, but I'm telling you, these folks were already on the trading, swapping system to barter. You have to understand that material assets have a value. That piece of paper is worthless. It has been worthless. The only reason it had value up until now is because of the petrodollar. But what have we seen over with the group? The ones pumping the oil out of the ground, they've decided that they no longer have to exchange oil in U.S. dollars, the petrodollar. You used to have to convert everything to U.S. currency before you could buy oil. Now they're willing to accept the money from India, Russia, China. Uh-oh. What does that do to our dollar? It's not just worthless. It has been worthless. Everyone is under the impression that it has a value, but it doesn't. I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm just saying that a physical asset has value. The piece of paper is a promissory note. Okay, it's a worthless check. It's a worthless check. It only has value because you agree and understand and think and agree that it has a value.
Glenn, do you think, Glenn, that the federal government will use this as the premise? In other words, it's rapidly becoming so inflated than other aspects of it, that they will use that as the rationale to introduce the Fed coin. It's not a matter, are they going to introduce it? They've already determined that it is now being introduced incrementally in some states, and it will be in full force before the end of the year. They had set arbitrary date that by the end of July, first part of August, it would be introduced on a national basis. It has not been, but I'm looking at an article, Glenn, says, Banks' attack on renowned vaccine skeptic includes the closure of his accounts. And it talks about an individual, a physician, a virologist, that was critical about the COVID-19 pathogen and the COVID-19 vaccination, and his account with J.P. Morgan and Chase included all of his business accounts, his personal accounts, his checking accounts, his savings accounts, and they were summarily closed because of his position on vaccines and on COVID. So with that being said, Glenn, do you foresee the potentiality of Christians in particular being marked in advance that with the digital currency, the digital wallet, with the Fed coin, that the federal government will control where we go, what we do, what we say, what we believe, what we buy, what we sell, based on being able to press the button and control those dollars? Is that on the way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just briefly, American currency has been in existence for more than 100 years. It's reached the end of its lifespan because it's been printed into oblivion, and therefore it's now worthless. That's why they'll roll it into a digital currency, both to inflate its value and to control who gets it, when they can have it, how they can spend it, as the government sees fit. I was corresponding with a buddy of mine, and so I wrote this to him in response as to where we're going. I said, in bygone years, large companies paid their employees with what was called scrip, which was basically a piece of paper signed off by the company official that only had value in the company store and nowhere else. The company determined how much script you received, when you got it, and how you could spend it on the necessities that they provided and the value quantity that they specified, because you could only spend it in the company store. We're being enrolled into a compulsory service, also known as conscripted, as slaves to the government system of control. I thought it was also interesting when I looked up the story about Nazi Germany printing that money. It was called a Dutch mark. A mark was a unit of account, measure, and weight. And so their mark was the money based on the weight, and it was based on a silver and or gold standard. I thought it was interesting when you fast forward, and maybe ironic, when you fast forward to Revelation, and they're going to be required to receive the mark of the beast. It won't just be the symbol of the Antichrist. It will be the permission slip to buy or sell.
Yes.
The standard weights and measures, the mark.
Yes. Glenn, I'm looking at another headline. New system can tell the government everything about your money. Digital currency is much talked about topic these days. What the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve just weeks ago stating that was not considered replacing the physical currency, but using it only as a means to expand. Listen, they introduced it on the basis that it will expand the safe payment options that you have. Further in the article, it says, is the government looking to have complete control over our money? It further states the ability to track citizens' transactions, access their financial data, control and freeze the accounts of anyone that presents a potential threat to the government. It all opens the door to the ultimate oppression, total control over private resources, over people's livelihoods, and their capacity to cover their basic needs, according to the report. And it goes on to talk about that taking place on a heavy basis in China during the active COVID pathogen and lockdowns. And Glenn, one of the things that I'm concerned about that goes into the same category, and I talked about it with the previous caller. Headline says, Inside Amazon's Surveillance-Powered No-Checkout Convenience Store. By now, this article says many have heard about Amazon's most audacious attempt to shake up the retail world, the cashless, cashierless Go Store. Walk in, grab what you want, and walk out. To enter the store, through the gates that opens when you scan your QR code generated by Amazon Go app on your telephone. Your account is associated with your physical presence, and cameras begin tracking your every move. The many, many, many cameras, cameras on the ceiling, behind the display cases, on pedestals. What kind of cameras? Facial recognition and iris scanners. this article says. The image captured from those cameras are sent to a central processing unit, which does the real work and quickly and accurately identifies who you are in the store and the objects that you're picking up and walking out with, end quote. Now, that is a good picture, Glenn, in my opinion, and I want your response to it. It's a good picture, in my opinion, of it being on a national level where the federal government controls your movement, every place you go, everything that you buy, and it'll be done with the artificial intelligence through the cashless society with the digital currency in your wallet. And with that being said, goes back to Revelation 13, 1 through 18. Talk to us, explain that to our listeners, how that fits into the picture, and how we're on the fast track for it.
Well, briefly look back at history. If you don't know, do a little research on North Korea. The North Koreans were promised that the government would provide for their every need. It wasn't a good thing for some people to have wealth and other people not to have wealth. So what they did is they took from those who had and promised mm-hmm. to give it to those who did not have. And mm-hmm. so they surrendered property, they surrendered their rights, they surrendered their privacy, and the government gave them nothing. They became slaves to the system. In the end times, and we're in the end times, if someone hasn't figured this out yet, it's all go. In the end times, the Antichrist will do the same thing. People will be punished for any thought against the government narrative and propaganda. Okay, you think China, you think Russia. Hey, welcome to America, where political opponents are subjected to arrest and or IRS audit. Say something they don't like, you are censored. Okay, in the end times, you will only be able to buy and sell if you receive the mark of the beast. It says that it will be so. This was written before we got here. We're just watching things transform into the end times. The question then becomes, what has real value? Because it's not a panic or a scramble to get something. We have to understand, as Christians, this life is temporary. My Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And then in Matthew 16, verse 24, Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. And then finally in Proverbs at chapter 11, starting at verse 29, it says, he who troubles his own house will inherit the wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. If the righteous will be rewarded on the earth, how much more the ungodly and the sinner? Nothing escapes God's control, is what I'm trying to tell you. And the wise winneth souls, treasure in heaven. Who are we telling about Jesus? Who are we warning to be prepared? There is a literal real heaven and a literal real hell.
Absolutely.
And then at death.
Hold your thought for one moment. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over with the question or comment, please.
Hey, listen, brothers. Now that you guys are talking about the economy and finances and money and all of that, I got a quick question that I don't have the answer. Maybe you can help me. What is so beneficial for the U.S. as the most powerful nation in the world to increase the debt limit, borrow money from China, and once that money is given, they start giving it away to other countries and stupid causes around the world without any control or without getting that money back? Why we are in such a debt for other countries and giving that money away? What's the benefit of it? That's my question. I keep listening. Thank you very much.
Deliberate bankruptcy.
It always puzzles me. I don't know why they do that. Thank you.
Jose, that's a very good question. Glenn, you want to give an answer of Jose on that question?
Yes, sir. It is deliberate. It's not an accident. It's deliberate bankruptcy. In order to in order for the people to embrace Marxist communism, you must crush the capitalist system. The one world government does not want multiple sovereign nations. Okay, they don't want superpowers. They want one world government control. They are spending the money. They are printing it and giving it away. Therefore, the taxpayers are holding the bill. Okay, we can't pay it back. They know we can't pay it back. All right, it's deliberate. On the surface, it looks like insanity. It looks like poor governance. And of course, it is poor governance, okay, because they have embraced the communist ideals, okay, not capitalist, not a free nation, but a nation, a world of slaves subservient to the government. Once you understand how evil the wolf is, okay, you understand what I'm saying, the devil's control of minions, when I'm referring to a wolf, once you understand how evil the devil is and what he's trying to do, then it becomes very clear what team they're playing for, which is also why they push and advertise for abortion, okay? They want less people. What does the devil do? He's trying to restrict the population. God generally sends miracles in the form of people, so we're reducing population. That means they're killing people, by the way, all right? And it's all part of the devil's plan and competition and trying to supersede what God's will is. Everything that God's done, the devil tries to twist it and make it evil. He enjoys death and destruction, pain, misery, and suffering. Now, when you back off and you look at what's going on, you're like, uh-oh. It's the other side of the chessboard. You're getting a glimpse of how the other side is playing against us.
Absolutely. And Glenn, one of the things that I think mitigates against where we stand as a nation, I think one of the primary things that is causing the implosion is the fact that America is turning our backs on God. I'm looking at a headline, God or the Devil, in whom do Americans really believe? It's August the 1st, 2023. A new low of 74% of Americans surveyed say God's something that they believe in. It's down from 90% in 2004. The poll also found that for the first time, less than 60% answered yes to the question of whether hell and the devil are something that they believe in. Regarding belief in heaven, hell, and the devil, 18, 27, and 28% respondents respectively answered directly that they do not believe in heaven, hell, or the devil, end quote. Americans' beliefs regarding God, angels, heaven, hell, and the devil have fallen by double digits, according to the Gallup survey, America's famous pollster. Gallup has used this framework, goes on to the details. But the problem is, Glenn, and I use this very, very succinctly, we're seeing all of these things that you and I have talked about and that the broadcast has been about today as a result of our turning our backs on God. What is the answer? We've got about a minute. What is the answer? What would you challenge our listeners to do?
What did John the Baptist say? Repent for the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And repent. Right. That means turn. If you've got a Garmin GPS map and you've got a program for your destination, you make a wrong turn. The ones that talk to you, they say, make a lawful U-turn.
Mm-hmm.
Stop going the wrong way. Start going the right way. My Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. What is the opposite of that? Oh, if we turned away from God. Okay, he doesn't leave us. We leave him. We're not going to get the blessings. Look at your Old Testament. What did Israel do? Every time things were prosperous, they walked away from God. And then calamity came because they turned their backs on God. They walked outside of his hedge of protection, and they exposed themselves to the evil of the world. America is there now. We're here right now. The time is now to make the turn. We've been going
Absolutely.
The wrong way too long. Now,
Absolutely.
Today is the day of salvation.
Good thoughts, Glenn. Thank you so much for your input. Thank you for joining us today on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited.